All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Being a Dick. This might be the last episode, or excuse me, the last part of this episode. And stuff is really wrapping up. Like, Dr. Pinkcake has been talking about his progress, but he can't spoil anything because it looks like the next one is the end. And we have picked the Zoe path. You didn't want Zoe.
Oh, did
pick
they not?
Somebody. No. If the person watching didn't want Zoe, they can pick someone else. That's the beauty of these games.
Oh yeah.
Zoe, what are we doing? We're finally on the same page and being honest, aren't we? Don't you feel it too? I don't know what I feel. Kissing you like this, it feels different than it ever did before. I know. Do you love me? Yes. Since when? Does it matter? It does to me.
Not always.
For years. Years, wow. I know it's a lot to digest, so take all the time you need, okay? Are you having fun tonight? So much fun. Bella sure knows how to entertain. Aha, yeah. I didn't know she had this in her. I was surprised. How are you other than tonight? I noticed you've been withdrawn lately. It's not like you. I've needed time to think. About? Everything. Want to talk about it? It's not a talk you have during a party. I get it. Just answer this. Are you okay? I had a feeling you weren't. What about you? When have I ever been okay? Haha. There are good things in my life and there are bad things. And where would you put you and me on that scale? Where would you? That's one of the things I'm trying to figure out. And it's not easy for us to figure out when Dad is an issue. Here's the thing, I don't think our problems start or end with Patrick. It's easy to pin the blame on him for everything. But I think there are more problems in our relationship that he overshadowed. Like us not communicating well. You don't think that we do? Do you? At times. You never told me that Patrick was abusive to you. I'm trying to wrap my head around it, but I don't understand why you never told me. I didn't want to talk about it because I was ashamed. It hurt to hear it, but it hurt even more not to hear it directly from you. I would have been more supportive had you told me. I'm sure you have things you've never told me. I have, and that's why I think we're not communicating well. It's not just you, it's me too. And I'm trying to figure out why. I think with everything you've gone through, I didn't want to bother you with my problems. You already carry so much and maybe you can't take it if I weigh you down. Have you been scared to tell me stuff? Subconsciously, yeah, and it snowballed. And now it's this huge snowball that I can't push anymore. Tell me the things you wanted to tell me. I won't break. I don't know who I am anymore. I feel like I'm following the stream, just tagging along. I don't know if the things I do are for me or for someone else. Like college, I used to think I wanted it. But am I here for me, or am I doing it to make Dad proud? Do I want this? What am I even good at? I feel like I'm mediocre at everything. If someone asked me what my skills are, I wouldn't know what to say. And with us, I follow the stream too. There's not a lot of focus on us or love. It's always about you and your problems. And I know that's a horrible thing to say, and I feel so sorry for you that this has to be this way. But I feel that I don't not matter a lot.
I don't not matter?
And I have a crush on Grim that started this summer, and it hasn't gone away yet. Oh, every time I look at him, I feel it. I used to be able to tell you that I love you. But I can't say how I feel about you anymore, and I don't understand why. It scares me. It scares me to be confused. I hope the love between us isn't gone and can return to blossom again. I'm telling you about this now. I can feel the weight coming off my shoulders. But I'm scared to stop talking and hearing how you'll react. But I'm gonna do it. I'm sorry that you feel this way about it all. You matter, Josie. You matter to me. I thought we had good communication. Well, maybe not lately, and apparently it's not good enough. I'm so thankful for everything you've done for me and how well you supported me, but I failed to see that you were losing yourself while doing that. And you're right. The focus hasn't been on our relationship for a long time. It's been all about trying to put out fires to have a better future. While doing that, I feel we've taken each other for granted, and that's not good. I haven't thought about that much about you and me and our future. I've been procrastinating when it comes to having those thoughts. So I'm in the same boat about us as you are. I think it's good that you spent some time alone thinking about all this. But I don't think we should postpone sharing these thoughts and having these talks anymore. Now that I've decided what to do with Dad, we can't continue to live on hope. We need to be realistic and think about how this will affect us. We need to figure out where we'll go from here together. We owe each other to be open about everything, and I'm sorry I've kept secrets from you. I didn't expect you to take it this well. Again, we understand each other better than we think. We share a lot of these worries and thoughts. Are you willing to try it with me? I want and need that. And you're right, you shouldn't have this talk during this party. Let's make time for us and allow ourselves to dig in. And also, let me support you for a while. You're the best. Let's have some more fun tonight.
Let's get trucker haircuts and wear plaid. Be gay together.
So what now? You should ask yourself that. I wish it was a simple question. It's a big decision, and you've only been back for what? Not even 2 months? And I tried so hard to get over you. And the moment I realized I could kiss you, I did. All that healing was undone. Since we're being honest with each other now, I'm worried that I kissed you for the wrong reasons. What do you mean? I'm worried that I kissed you because it felt safe and familiar and because this was something I subconsciously always wanted when we were younger, as opposed to kissing you because it was something I wanted right now. I have moved on since you left. Is kissing you a way for me to cling to the past? Or did I do it because my feelings for you are true even today? You have moved on, but in so many ways, you're still the same person I've always known. Grim, I don't think you romanticize our youth and years together. I know I'm not. But I've struggled to put words to my feelings, too. I can't believe I told you what I did tonight. So I understand why you can't find words for it now. I don't want you to be with me if you're not sure. And we can do it however you want to help you figure it out. Slow, fast, with or without space, anything you need. Because I know I want you, and if the tiniest part of you still wants it, I'm going to fight for you.
Alright. Let's see how you fight for me.
Dick's happiness increased. Select two items.
You need to turn off the air.
Oh, yeah, I did. Sorry, that air doesn't need to be on. Sorry about that, guys. I mean, there wasn't anything going on anyway.
I think it just kicked on while I noticed.
Yeah, it did. What do we need? Start the party planning round with two more.
What? We're already doing another party?
Every party planning round with two, with one more. Select two items that you want to add to the next party planning round. What do we need more of? Kegs, food? Select one perk. Save up to 5 for the next party budget. Unfulfilled needs lose 20% less happiness points. Yeah, I like that one. Grim, I'm gonna leave. Hmm? Oh? Thanks for letting me crash here. What about last night or stay for breakfast?
Stay for breakfast.
Why don't you stay for breakfast? No, is what I said last night and all. I think it's best if you get a chance to think and feel for yourself. Okay. You know where to find me. She's right, I do need that. Isn't that
the walk of shame?
Who the hell broke this?
No, they broke the cock helmet. That's funny. I have that serious music
with the he re-glued it.
It's a tradition.
Crappy glue, get back on there.
Think your dad being in construction, he'd know a little thing about adhesives.
You're right. I should buy a Christmas gift today. I need to get something nice for Dad. And Bella's Christmas party is on Monday. Who else do I need to buy something for? Wow!
Shit. That's a lot of people. Of course you need
something. We don't have
if you're going to
but $5.
Hope they like to split a piece of gum. Here's you a piece of gum, and you get a piece of gum.
It's all mint flavored for Christmas.
Women cock all around. Men share this gum.
You get a Christmas cock.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Merry Christmas, it's that Saturday Night Live. It's my dick in a box. I got a present for you.
Special. Take off the top. Take a look inside. It's my dick in a box. You know, Redhead, she'd been the one I would have gone for if we had gone for, Zoe.
Okay, good. We did. We get $3, and that gives everybody naughty none.
I feel like everybody needs something.
So who are we getting a gift for?
Or is Zoe in there?
No.
Redhead?
Nice or very nice? You only get one.
Nice?
Anybody else?
Let's treat them all equal. Get them something nice, not very nice. Hey,
what about,
you,
dude?
With our budget, we can't afford, we can barely afford nice.
That's all we got.
Man, some people are just gonna feel left out.
Maybe I'll figure it out when I get to the mall. I've got some thinking to do.
Boy, he's been poor this whole time.
What's up with the Hots? Are they sick or something? I talked to Sarah and she said she's hungover. The Dicks had a Christmas party and the Hots went there. Get the fuck out of here. Sage.
Mm-hmm. Sage, that's who I was thinking.
You girls broke our agreement. We didn't. We're at your Christmas party tonight as agreed upon, aren't we? Yeah, but you went to the Dicks yesterday. All of you completely hung over tonight. We're not. I wasn't at their party, and neither were Josie and Maya. We were with friends all night. What the other Hots did is up to them. We're Hots, but we're also individuals, doll. We all make our own choices. We're not, and we're honoring the agreement tonight. They're here tonight, but they went there yesterday. Where do we draw the line with this? They're cheating, I'm telling you, and there's zero chance they're getting the New Year's party now. Didn't you already say it was ours? Yeah, but it's even more ours now. Sage! Finals week. I have some time off before the exams. I'll make sure I study more, but not tonight. We will not be doing an exam tonight. Tonight is Bella's Christmas party. It's gonna be fun. Zoe's been on my mind since Friday. I can't deny it. I still have feelings for her. I still love her. Oh, so we're not even close to finish with this episode. We still gotta go to New Year's. So this is gonna be a long episode. We'll probably have this in
a week away.
We'll have this in July. Alright. So I gotta call. Don't forget that I owe you one.
Well, hello.
Oh shoot, I wanted to owe you one. Yep, you blew it. Not so fast, now you owe me one. We'll see, the thing is, I'm not sure if I can owe you one. We'll talk. You can't weasel your way out of it, you owe me.
Oh, really?
We knew Caleb did it, but not Darius. It was Daw's idea. Caleb and Darius weren't tri-alphas at the time. Daw planned to use that to get out of trouble for trashing your place. Daw was scared of the consequences after I got kicked out of the frat. They even kept Caleb as a pledge for a while in case they needed to do it again. Okay, did they spare Nick's room for a reason? They didn't seem to know or care about which room was whose. Daw and the rest told them what to do. Alex and Jimmy kept a lookout for you guys, and when you returned, they got out of there. They were almost finished by then anyway. Okay, that's interesting. I don't know if that helped you, but that's all I know. I think it proved that there wasn't a reason why Nick's room wasn't as trash as the rest, and that probably had nothing to do with the letters. You didn't hear this from me. Quint told me what happened to you. Please be safe. You can talk to me day or night. I'm here. Hey, I've been doing some thinking. I've been thinking about you and us, everything we went through and what we said to each other. Like I told you after we kissed, I want to make sure I didn't kiss you for the wrong reasons. And, of course, she says, I've been close to calling you like 50 times and forced myself to give you space. What are you thinking? And then he said that. And he said, yeah, and did you? I'm fucking shaking right now, haha. I think I figured it out, but I don't want to say it over text. I get it, I mean, I don't get what you want to say, but I get that you don't want to say it in a text.
Come on,
I'm just hoping
Brad,
it's good news. You can't say that either, yeah? It's good. No way, this isn't a joke, right? It's not a joke, but I want to tell you in person. Totally. I'm just going to chill out somewhere now, and I'll see you soon, okay?
I'm sad for you to be one of the women in my harem. Congratulations.
Happy scream. Because we're on her path now, so.
Oh, yeah.
There's nobody else you can talk to. Wrap Christmas gifts, take care of your fish, study at your desk, visit the gym, and solve the puzzle box. None of these are really necessary right now. Because none of that shit. The studying, yes. But this is the rather boring part of the game that most people probably don't watch. English, math, or science?
Which one are we best?
Probably math is the one that we have problems with. Hey, we can't. I'm not messing with the fish. The fish are probably dead.
I'd go for feed them earth.
Dead! 101!
Well, that's life. The circle of life is concluded.
We killed 100 fish.
Hopefully we got rid of them. They're just not floating in there, stinking the place up. Why does it smell like a fucking woman ain't washed and it's been spread eagle this whole week?
I stink at wrapping gifts. How do you even get good at it? Bella's gift is a bit of a joke. I'm hoping it'll get a laugh. I hope Jill will enjoy her gift. It's not their best brand, but hopefully Sage will enjoy it. Man, all right, done.
This must be turn of the century prices. What'd you get her? Oh, you know, a new car had a new wooden nickel in there.
I didn't bring gifts for everyone, but what's done is done.
Yeah, suffrage is ended. We won, guys, we won.
Brewster. Okay, the Dick's Christmas party, and then we got finals week is here. Feels like it was midterms a couple of weeks ago. Is everyone hanging in there? Give me a winter break already. I'm at the point where it feels like I'm rehashing everything. I don't get better at it, but I don't get worse either. One more week until 2 weeks of immortality. I have 3 freaking tests this week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. I've barely studied for Friday, thinking I'll be able to do that on Thursday. How screwed am I? Ugh, that sounds rough. I thought I had it bad with 2 tests on Friday. Good luck with them. Barely. No, I'm nervous and feel like I'm overstudying. Good luck with your tests, everyone. Winter break is just around the corner. Do what I do. Take a break and study a lot. I'm taking off tonight for a party. A party tonight? Don't overdo it. You'll lose study time tomorrow. Which subjects? English and math. Just not that kind of party. I'll be fine. I remember hating the math final. Oh no, was it hard? Good luck with your studies. See you tonight. I second that, and hate is too nice a word for it. For me, it was, but don't be scared. I'm sure you'll do great at it. You too. I feel the same way. Let's compare notes before Friday. Maybe we can learn something from each other. You nerds better stay away from the finals talk tonight. That's your conscious speaking. You should study more. Okay. So what next? Exit your room. Yeah, all this was just to do the little games and things before the end.
Yep.
Off to the party. Hey, Dad. Your mom's resting. She's having a bad day. Is she sleeping? She's on the verge of it. Come on in. You two are looking nice. What's the occasion? We're celebrating Christmas tonight with friends. Already? It's not even the weekend. So that's why you need the car. I'm happy you came. There's something I'd like to talk to you about. Let's sit down. I made coffee. Fortunately, they're probably going to talk about putting her down.
This isn't Canada.
Yeah, but... Actually, it is.
It is Canada?
Yeah.
Well, they would do that.
Yeah, I've done some thinking, and it shouldn't have taken this long, but... I want to apologize for Thanksgiving. It didn't turn out the way I wanted. Your friends deserve an apology, too. I'm sure they would appreciate this, but are you sorry for what you did, or are you sorry that someone saw it? Helen had very dark thoughts lately. When she gets her episodes after taking her meds, she says horrible things. Things I don't want you to hear. Things I want to protect you from. But I don't know how long I can stand to hear about them myself. What is she saying? Dad, tell us. We deserve to know. How can I put this mildly to you? She says she doesn't want to go on living anymore. She said she wants to go to Canada or New Jersey to... Oh, okay, so this is not in Canada. Do you understand? Does she mean it? No, I don't think she does. It's the pain that makes her say it. And those meds are affecting her mood. She gets so mad, she screams at me. Nothing I do for her is enough. The Helen we know shines through the darkness when that episode is over. But it eats me up hearing her say those things. Why haven't you told us earlier? I didn't want to put that burden on you.
Let her get high.
That's what a lot of people actually do.
Yeah.
So you choose to, yeah, like, you're not even joking. Like, seriously, let her get high. I've known people that were on their cancer deathbeds, and that's literally what got them through it. I know people that have had cancer, and the marijuana was what gave them the ability to eat. Like, well, yeah. The appetite. It well, gives you appetite.
A lot of times, why it's prescribed.
Yeah. So you choose to carry it out all on your own? That's not healthy. Well, this was before it was prescribed. This was when you had to get it legally because there's no other way to get it. And that's what kept an older woman
long,
I know.
Long time ago. I know that.
I know that. But it wasn't that long ago. For us, it was. I was raised not to talk about feelings. My father used to beat me up if I cried, and he'd get drunk and get abusive with my brother and mother, too. The day he died, drunk in the bathtub, I felt relief. And I promised myself that I wouldn't turn out like him. Yeah, I know where he's coming from. And I can see it now. I broke that promise on Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, it wasn't supposed to turn out this way. Nothing was. Life was supposed to be amazing for us. I'm sorry I couldn't fix everything. It wasn't just Thanksgiving, Dad, but I forgive you. I didn't expect him to apologize or say all those things. I know, I was stunned. You keep surprising me. You're amazing, you know that, right? Do you think so? I had a hard time doing what you did. But you forgive him, too. Only because my hero did it. Who, me? You think he'll change, though? Today I saw something I never saw in him before. I want to give him that chance. It's the first time I heard him talk about his dad. I know, I only knew that story through Mom. He's had a rough childhood, and he's carrying a lot. You're carrying loads yourself. You're helping me carry it. Promise me we'll always be able to talk about feelings. I promise. I hope he'll change, but I'm not willing to risk anything yet.
Let's start talking about feelings. Happy, sad.
I like that. This place looks great. Did you do all this by yourself? Thank you. Yes, I wanted to make room for everyone, and as a bonus, we get to view the Christmas tree while we're eating. And by the way, you can put the gifts you brought underneath it. Can I help out with the food? I could use another set of hands. I love that Christmas sweater. Where'd you get it? I got it for Christmas last year from Mom and Dad. It's both stupid and cute at the same time. Wow, everyone's dressed as if it's the real deal tonight. Yeah, we all look amazing. Nice bow tie. Sage looks gorgeous. Classy, huh? You went out of your way. This looks delicious. It's the one Christmas I plan to celebrate this year, so why not? Are you holding up okay? Thank you. I feel better than I did last year. How about you? How's the family? It won't be the best Christmas at our place, I can tell you that much. Dad's been drinking a bit too much lately. Ugh. But I have some good news, too. I met up with Jonathan. It's gonna happen this spring. It is? We started making plans for it, and he's on board. There are many possibilities, and I don't know where to start, but luckily he does. He'll help me set everything up. We talked about a website, donations, outreach, seminars. Sounds like it'll require a lot of time and effort on your end. It will, but it's what I want to do. I know, and I'm so happy for you. It must feel incredible to get started. It does.
That bastard Stuart, boy, he looked like he's an invalid. He looked like a Wild Bill in Green Mile after old boss gave it back to him.
Oh man, that won't stop being funny. I feel bad for him, but I can't hide my laughter. It hurts my balls to watch him walk.
Hey guys, so notice anything different? New suit? Sure is. Wait a minute. Yeah, do you see it? Is that Tybalt's suit? Don't be ridiculous, it's my suit. It just happens to be identical. Haha, you didn't. He's gonna punish you for stealing his look like that. He didn't want me to get the same glasses he wears. He can't punish me for wearing a suit. I'd like to see him try. What are you doing? It's fun, but think about your future network. Do you want to be on his bad side? Hey guys, we got more letters in our names. Who the fuck sends letters these days? Hey, I'm sparing you the horror. How many more guys has Arius banged since last time? Not me, I can tell you that much. You'll get your turn, I'm sure. I don't want a turn, she's getting fat. Stop hogging the letters, who are they for? Give them back. Daw. Anthony. Chad. Give it. What are you mad about? It's not yours to read. Did Vix put the condom in my shaker? I drank their cum? You drank someone's splooge? Ashley, what is this? I bet yours has something to do with Sage. Let's find out. Hey, stop it. You were supposed to stop taking those supplements before the competition. Did you forget? The fuck is that letter? He's hiding something. That's not a normal reaction. I knew Derek was up to something. I'm gonna kill him. Sign me up. I'm getting tired of this bullshit deal you guys made. It took them, what, one party to find a way to screw us over? Yeah, dawg. This got a war in the past, right? They can't do all this and expect us not to fight with them.
Don't forget your lucky dildo. It might save your life someday.
The card says it all. Get well soon, our bestest Rio. Thinking good of you. Thinking of good. Love, hot. She saw the message. I'm sorry, Dad. We'd do anything to survive, yeah? Maybe the Ermine learned one of the tricks from the rat? She got a motel right above.
Not above across the street.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey! Someone dropped this letter off for you. What? Who? It was a good-looking guy. Very funny. Aha, you should have seen your face. Were you successful? Yeah, but you have no idea how hard it was. I don't care as long as it's done. It's done. The only one I'm worried about not taking the bait is Chad. I wouldn't worry too much about it. He can't afford to buddy up with Grimm. And if things don't transpire as planned, there's always plan B. Ron, good times are coming. The Tri-Alphas, the Alphas, New Omegas, the Delta, Iota, Kappas, finally they will all get what's coming to them. And before they realize what happened, they would have punched each other out. When we're done, the only frat worth that's sold on campus is ours. I can't fucking wait. It's gonna be one hell of a show. The War of Retribution is coming. Let the underlings know. Will do, Sir Magnar. Ready thy shivs and sharpen thy blade. The dicks won't see the dawn of spring, and like a house of cards, they all shall fall. Oh, and bring me a milkshake when you're done. I've got a craving for one. Okay, So I think that's a good spot to leave off. Things are getting pretty crazy in this episode, and obviously we'll have some more for ya. But I'm kind of tired, and I'm gonna go to bed. And he's gotta go to bed, because he's got stuff. Yep. So, I mean, it started out a little light, but then things got pretty heated. And now things are... I mean, we're gonna have this nice Christmas dinner, hopefully. And then things are gonna go... Well,
wild,
yeah,
it looks like.
Wild. It's gonna be crazy.
Definitely with the drug situation.
There's some hardcore shit. Alright, guys, so...
Hardcore shit.
This is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time with more Being a Dick on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm out.
Later.